Thank you and good morning. He's a criminal featured on more than one local most wanted poster, and now 22-year-old Silverio Sanchez is wanted for attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, felony evasion, and several other charges by the sheriff's office. Sanchez is also wanted by Eureka and Fortuna police, as well as Trinity County officials, and he's been identified as a suspect in an incident that saw a U.S. Forest officer injured and shots fired on March 15th on Highway 36. A Forest Service officer was struck and injured by the driver of a vehicle, and a second officer fired shots at the fleeing car. Deputies, CHP officers, and Fortuna police joined in the pursuit, but the suspect was able to flee the area on foot after the vehicle had been disabled. The suspect has been identified as Sanchez, and he's considered armed and dangerous. There is a reward being offered for information leading to his arrest, and Sanchez is also wanted on kidnapping and rape charges by Eureka police. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating a missing 15-year-old boy who was last seen at Eureka High School on Monday. Thomas William Carlson, a Native American, 5'11", 160 pounds, left class on Monday after getting upset and later contacted a friend on Facebook saying that he was walking to Reading. Carlson has neat brown hair, brown eyes, and was wearing a black jacket and gray sweatpants. Anyone with information about Carlson is asked to contact Eureka Police. A cut finger, a small baggie of methamphetamine, and a man wanted in connection with a double homicide are the results of an investigation initiated by security at the Blue Lake Casino on Monday. Security contacted the sheriff's office and asked for assistance after they contacted a guest, later identified through fingerprints at the jail as Terrence Brown. Brown had injured his finger and requested help from the hotel, but while doing so, he allegedly dropped a baggie containing a gram of meth. That led to a search of the room, which turned up a fake ID, drug paraphernalia, and some dried marijuana, and Brown was arrested and taken to the hospital for treatment and then booked into jail. While being booked, it was discovered that Brown was using a false identification and that he was wanted in connection with a double homicide in Nashville, Tennessee. He's being held without bail pending extradition. An investigation in Bridgeville continues. Dave Silverbrand has more.
More ashes than answers about death in a Bridgeville cabin. Owner of the cabin found the cabin destroyed by fire and also made a grisly discovery inside, the remains of a human. Police say they do not know if the body is that of a male or female and are working on how the person died. The fire was discovered last week and with it, evidence that the land was being used to grow marijuana. Now they've moved on to the burning question, who is the person inside the cabin and when did they die, in the fire or before? Accident or homicide? Still an open question. Police are also using an anthropology instructor at Humboldt State University to piece together some theories. She's using three of her students to help out.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In mid-March, the Board of Supervisors approved a letter of support for State Senate Bill 833 that would amend the procedures for releasing inmates from county jails. On Friday, Eureka Councilmember Melinda Cherubellini, City Attorney Cindy Day Wilson, and Police Chief Andrew Mills traveled to Ontario to lobby for the passage of the bill, citing the importance of public safety. Sheriff Mike Downey backs the measure as well, but Senator Liu's bill doesn't change much.
This revitalized bill by Senator Liu basically allows for an agency to hold on to someone at night, but it doesn't go far enough because all it does is a voluntary thing where someone voluntarily says, yeah, I'd be glad to stay. Well, we already do that. We already allow people to stay if they want to voluntarily stay until daylight.
Downey also pointed out that his staff has added a checklist to be used before a jail inmate is released so that everyone is on the same page.
And we've now developed a new form that has a checklist so that we can go down that checklist and make sure that everyone understands their rights and privileges and what we can offer them if they are subject to release in the middle of the night. And they acknowledge that, yes, we've been offered these things and we've declined them.
Downey also said that his officers now handle cash differently than in the past, and those who are jailed for 4 hours or less are given their cash back when released and not issued a check or other voucher so that they have money in their pockets. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.